Long preamble, please call the first communications item.
Item 696, request of Douglas Peterson to address council regarding being told by the Portland Development Commission to vacate Peterson's on Morrison business location of 32 and a half years.
Now, my employees are all signed up to appear. Can they appear first and I'll appear last?
If you'd prefer. Yeah, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 individuals signed up to speak on the same subject. Looks like we have Douglas Peterson, Claudia Brubaker, Sean Idlin, and Gino Helene. Very good. So we'll take the first three in order. And
Charles Wilcoxon.
And Charles, thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Whoever wants to go.
Okay, I'll go first. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler.
Good morning.
And City Council members. Thank you for having us this morning. My name is Claudia Brubaker, and I work at Peterson's Convenience Store at 922 Southwest Morrison. In the 3 years I've worked at Peterson's Convenience Store, I've talked to a lot of people. People that use public transportation like Max, it stops in front of our store, and the streetcar, it stops around the corner. At Peterson's store, there is a sense of community and camaraderie that I've never seen anywhere else. The amount of appreciation for our store from local Oregonians is incredible. They love how we're always there when they need us. We provide coffee and other essentials at reasonable prices. People from out of town come in for directions, souvenirs, or just to chat. One of those local customers is Dolores. Dolores is an Oregonian who lives at the Admiral Apartments on Park and Taylor. Dolores has had numerous hip surgeries on her hips and cannot walk without a walker. Dolores has been coming to Peterson's store at Morrison since 1985. That's 32 years, about as long as we've been open. For Dolores to even attempt to travel to another store would be a great hardship for her. Dolores is just one of the many elderly and disabled downtown residents affected by the closure of Peterson's convenience store. The closure of Peterson's store would not only affect elderly and disabled downtown residents, but would cause a loss of many jobs for people like myself. I heard that there was going to be some stalls put in that area where our convenience store is, and that you were going to have women and minorities. And there are a lot of women and minorities working with us now, and I would hate to see them lose their jobs. I don't want to lose my job. So we rely on Peterson's to survive. I'm asking you to please consider keeping Peterson's convenience store at 922 Southwest Morrison open for business during upcoming construction and after construction. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Sean Idlin. I'm the morning manager at Peterson's on 922 Southwest Morrison. So I work there in the morning, 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Friday. In those hours, I deal with a lot of locals. You know, I have police officers, TriMet, construction workers, you name it. They come through there and they get their soda. You know, their candy bar, their snacks, whatever it is, you know, and they rely on it. We sell a lot of lottery, and we are also about to sell the new TriMet pass once they begin not selling tickets anymore. So basically, to give you an idea, last week there was a power outage, and we lost power for about 24 hours where we had absolutely no power. And the next day when people came back, they said, I couldn't believe that you guys were closed. I didn't know what to do. I mean, literally, these people the next day told me they were banging on the windows when it was pitch black inside trying to, they wanted to get in. And I said, well, I couldn't sell you anything without any power. And, you know, they really, like, they come to us. We're open, you know, till 2:30 in the morning. People stand there and wait for the max, you know, when it gets dark and it's a little bit of a seedier area at night. And, it's a place, a safe place to stay. You know, half the time I'm playing a tour guide. You know, I'm born and raised in Portland. You know, I've seen the MAX be developed. I used to ride the 20 bus downtown in high school, you know, until the MAX was developed. And I remember going to Peterson's when I would go down to the waterfront and watch the fireworks and stuff, you know, when I was just a kid. And I feel like the Development Commission is so out of touch with what they're trying to do that they're forcing out a local business that's been there 32 years to put into a new business that I get what they're trying to do, but it doesn't seem right to push out a local business in order to achieve what they want. There's plenty of other open vacancies in downtown Portland, along with the new MAX line, the orange and the green line, that will be, you know, developing, that they could put in those businesses there instead of taking away from a business. You know, we have 20, 30 employees that are full-time that rely, you know, I live downtown and my income all comes from work there. So a lot of people would be affected. Not only that, it's our, you know, we have fruit, you know, we have Melitas Beverage, we have other local companies. It's a trickle-down effect. You know, the store at 922 Southwest Morrison makes the majority of the money for the company. So taking away that one store and not letting us return, not only are they taking away 8 months, but if they don't let us return, you know, it seems like it just doesn't make sense. Why would they take away a local business to put new businesses in when we've already established roots there? You know, it's like telling the Silver Guy to just stop being in downtown anymore. You know, it's a Portland icon. People know Peterson's. And, you know, we'd hope that you guys would consider that when you make a decision, or at least the development committee.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I won't interrupt the testimony because it's good testimony, but have you been informed why you're being asked to leave?
We understand that it's a remodeling of the building, the right. parking garage, and we understand we may have to get out for a while, but the concern is not being able to come back in once it's been set back up.
Right. And just to be very clear, that decision has not been made.
Right.
The Portland That's Development what... Commission will be restacking and determining who comes back in. The renovation itself is a major overhaul of the parking garage and the retail level. Interior, exterior, utilities, seismic upgrades. So there is no way to keep the store or any of the other businesses operational. And so a year ago, all of the businesses were notified they would have to
vacate
during the renovation.
No, that's fine, but not giving us a right to return.
You're making
is what
you're
we're
making
concerned
the pitch
about.
To come back.
At yeah,
the
absolutely.
End of the
right. yeah.
Very good. Excellent. I just wanted to make that clear because it sounds like the city's ganging up on Peterson's and asking you to varmoose. And I want to be clear, at least personally, I am a huge fan of Peterson's. I think it's a great institution, and it's all you're saying in terms of the community. I just want to make sure you understood why you were being asked to leave. Great.
And could
Thank
I just
you.
Clarify
Thanks.
From you,
Please.
Who makes the decision about who comes back? Is it the Development Commission or is
yes.
it us?
So the asset is managed and maintained by PBOT, but it's the Portland Development Commission that will actually be authorized to do the restack, and certainly they'd be interested in everybody's participation in that, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Well,
great.
I think we're
Thank
trying
you.
To find, you know, Excellent. Friends in high places and try to make our point that we have been there for a long time since the building was being built before MAX.
The downtown institution, no question about it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
My name is Charles Wilcox, and I work the night shift at Peterson's. I don't work at the 922 store too much. We call that the mothership because it feeds everybody, and it's often kind of crazy around the edges. But that's part of the charm of Peterson's in a way. Personally, like back in 1977, I was kind of a wandering youth trying to figure out what I wanted to do with myself, and we pulled up in front of a plaid pantry, and it said, now hiring. And I looked inside, and there was a girl in a bikini standing at the counter, and the guy was sitting on the counter smoking a cigarette talking to her, and I thought, you know, I could do that. That got me off the hook in the short term, but I've kind of never stopped doing that, and I like the job, and there's probably nothing better for people watching than Peterson's because you see absolutely everybody and everything. Sean mentioned being a tour guide. That's what we do most of the time. We don't sell a lot of things people are looking for, but we know where everything is. And we usually, it's like, well, Rite Aid's up two blocks and down around the corner. Or, you know, and one of our stores used to be right next to the Greek Cuisine. We could always say, look for the big purple octopus, and then right next to that, that's us. And that store is 24 hours, and we have people that just migrate to it. And there's all kinds of people. I've had everyone from Shaquille O'Neal or the Secret Service all the way down to Crazy Carol, who stands and shouts obscenities at the world all night long. She doesn't come in anymore because of her behavior, but she understands, and she's part of our weird little family, too. As far as people counting on the store, I can vouch for that. If we lock up to go to the bathroom, we come back, and there's five people outside looking lost. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Some of them, it's because they can't go anywhere else. I mentioned Carol, for example. There are people who have seven people living inside their heads, and they get off their medications, and they don't know where to go or what to do. And most of us who work there, if they're not too new, have scabs on the soul, as we call it, and we can deal with just about anybody. And if she can't come in, well, we might be able to walk a cup of coffee over to the door or something like that. But we do a lot of help for the marginal, and we kind of are the marginal. I live in Southeast. It takes four of us. We're buying a house in Lentz. We've been there 15 years. I think Fannie Mae didn't count on us to actually do it, but we did it. And, you know, I'll be 78 by the time the house is paid off, and I've got about 15 more years before I can retire. And I've been there 12, and I'd kind of like to stick it out at this point. So 70.5 is in the horizon, and it's an easy enough job that I could do it, and I would really like to continue doing it at Peterson's. And the way to do that is to keep the one that feeds everybody open, and that's our 922 store. So we're just asking that you let us come back, and Mr. Peterson will be very good about taking over the place if he has some assurances that he will be there for more than month to month. Anyway, I think I've said about what I could say. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Nice.
Next three, please.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Council members. My name is Gina Helene. I'm representing Peterson's Convenience Stores. I'm the IT department there. Even with the ever-increasing challenges business owners face with the economy and watching businesses come and go, Peterson's has always weathered the storm. I'm sure many had assumed that once the Target store moved in directly across the street, it would put Peterson's out of business because they, too, carry food and beverages. But Peterson's continues to thrive. Why? Because Peterson's has been on Southwest 10th and Morrison for over 32 years and has built and continues to build and a loyal customer base that has fostered many friendships over the years. Because our customers, the office workers, construction workers, local residents, people heading home on the MAX, know they can come in, grab a quick snack, a sandwich, a beverage, a couple lotto tickets, and be in and out in a few short minutes. The guys working construction on the parking garage would be very happy if Peterson stayed open during the remodel, which I know you just mentioned. These guys burn calories like nobody's business, and they often don't have 15 minutes to spare to hunt down snacks or bottled water to stay hydrated. Like many have said before, Peterson's is a recognized local icon in much the same way as, say, Voodoo Donuts or Powell's Books. 32 years ago, Mr. Peterson, with true entrepreneurial spirit, utilized his knowledge of the retail grocery business from his time at Fred Meyer and coupled that with his vision of seeing the tremendous potential that the Southwest 10th and Morrison location offered. And he was right. Now Prosper Portland has a similar vision and now wants to take away his. By closing down a Southwest 10th and Morrison location, Prosper Portland is going to cause a lot of hardships to Peterson employees. These employees are from all backgrounds, races, religions, and sexual orientations. In light of recent world events and a justified call to harmony, it's important not to discard local small businesses and the sense of community that it fosters. Personal relationships that local small merchants build with their customers is part of the lifeblood that creates the unique personalities that define a city. And in turn, that sense of community creates an atmosphere of harmony itself. I'll finish with one final thought. An artist named Lucy Sparrow has been in the news recently. She created an art installation of a life-size convenience store bodega out of felt, titled 8 Till Late. Everything in the store was made of felt, years in the making, over 9,000 items. What would drive an artist to take on such a task? She said the convenience store and bodega is where you would go and see your neighbors and have a chat and see if everything was still okay. The point, she said, was to generate conversation about what is lost when small mom-and-pop stores fade away. A sense of community is being lost when these places disappear. And that's exactly what's going on right now with Peterson's on Morrison.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Doug Peterson. I'm the owner of Peterson's. Yeah, we've been there 32 and a half years. It's an icon downtown, just as Paul's Books and Voodoo Donuts. And everyone knows and shops at Peterson's. Prosper Portland has identified us as not the correct type of business. Apparently, they don't think our customers are the right kind. Well, these customers are everyday people, business people. They're men and women, office workers, construction workers, service people, students, tourists, everybody. And yet, they think that that's not the right type of business. They want something gentrified. They've taken the spaces where we have approximately 2,000 square feet. It's about what we need. And they're changing all the spaces to 1,000 square feet. And they've been very firm that's what it's going to be. And we would require 2,000 square feet to be able to operate well. We have 900 customers a day. And I think we do serve the right kind of people. And we want to be there when the remodel is completed. I want assurances that we can be there. And the second thing is, during the major construction, I was with Fred Meyer for 24 years, and part of that time I was the merchandise manager for store setup and such during remodels and construction, and we always worked with the construction people who were able to operate. Starbucks down at Pioneer Square, they're operating, even though the entire square is being totally remodeled and much construction. We're in the middle of the block. It's not where the major construction will be. The major construction is on each corner. Two of the corners will have new elevators and stairwells, and the other two corners, the retail is going to be built out to the street corner. And it seems to me that there's not going to be that much construction in the middle of the block. Sure, they're going to change the ceilings, and new everything, but it's not the major construction. And we would like to be there during the construction. It's a light rail stop that will be there all through the construction. It's a major transfer station for the streetcar and the library. And TriMet, starting July 5th, is going to be using the new IHOP card. IHOP, I keep calling it IHOP. It's Hop Fast Pass, not to be confused with pancakes. Anyway, this card will eventually eliminate the ticket machines. People will have to buy a $3 card, which we were selling at the store, our electronic card, which you upload value on, which we upload the value they want. And when they want more value, they can come back. Now, a person with an iPhone can do it over the phone. There's various ways you can do it. But tourists that are staying in the hotels, there we are. So anyway, I think I will just add one thing. KPTV did a story yesterday, and Facebook, KPTV's site on Facebook, talks about there's 149 people that have left comments on that site. And a couple of the comments, they can't get rid of Portland's. That's like a Portland landmark. Right on the Max line, convenient for the commuters and a rare grocery store in that part of town. And then somebody else said something needs to be grandfathered in. This store is one of them. Another one said the landmark is part of downtown Portland. And I just want to finish by, we want to stay, but the vibes I have from Portland Development Commission, in fact, we appeared 2 weeks ago before the Portland Development Commission, and not anybody from them called me back at all. It's not the Portland Development Commission, is it, anymore? I'm dating myself. It's not Prosper Portland. But I thank you for your time.
Yeah, and thank you. And I mislabeled it, too, so I also have to put a dollar into the jar. Yeah, it's Prosper Portland now. I will certainly have my team follow up with you on some of these, because the materials I'm reading aren't necessarily squaring with what I'm hearing here in testimony. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to sort that out, and we're happy to work with you on
that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Thanks for your whole team for being here.